from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Blessed be the name of the Most High God for another great opportunity He has given unto us to witness the 12th day in the 10th month. I say, grace, grace, grace has been speaking on our behalf. The grace of the blood is manifesting already upon our life. I pray in the name that is above every other name, that our today we open great door, that we make light to shine more upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. Every good thing we've been trusting God for, divine possibility in Jesus' name, that is done. Brethren, today, let's rejoice and celebrate with those that have their birthdays. As we say, happy birthday. Let's rejoice with them. Today is their day, they are born today, and we are celebrating them. And the grace will take them far in life. You will not die young. You will not cast your young in the name of Jesus. Every day, every year that you are celebrating your birthday, you have good and wonderful things to praise God for in Jesus' mighty name. Happy birthday. Brethren, let's move on to those that have their anniversary today. Today's your wedding anniversary. We thank God for that. Today's your dedication anniversary. Whatever dedication, child, project, certificate, business, companies, whatever you are remembering today as an anniversary, the very first day that you acquire those good things in your life that makes your heart to merry, we join you in that celebration. And we say, happy anniversary celebration. You will celebrate more anniversaries. Joyous anniversaries, Jesus' mighty name. That is done. Brethren, today, let's move on with the word of God. Let's see how far the light can be proven in our life if we decide, make up our mind to walk in the light. If we decide, make up our mind to walk in the light by giving our life to Jesus Christ. Looking into the book of Psalm 62 verse, it read, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Brethren, can you say this wholeheartedly, that Jesus Christ is the only one that you rely on as your rock of salvation? Is the only one that you are beating your chest on, that He has saved you, and you are walking confidently in His doctrine and in His ordination. You are enjoying His presence as the light shining upon your path, shining upon your life, defending you and contending with your adversaries. Remember the mention of Christ's name every knee bow, that you make Him your rock. You allow Him to shine upon your life as the light, illuminating you, making a wall of defense around you, setting an edge of fire around you, around your home, around your business, around your way. Remember the word of the Lord in the book of Ecclesiastes says, whosoever breaketh the edge, the serpent will bite. That's defense. I heard something from my spiritual father. He said, you may pay for security, but protection is more than security. Hallelujah. So, the light of the Lord is upon you. You arise and do great and mighty things. And that's what is happening in your life today in Jesus' mighty name. Those things that has been shady, that you have been looking at and say, how am I going to do it? The light is shining upon them today in Jesus' mighty name. As many that has been attacking you, as many that has raised altars, as many that has ganged up to bring you down, they are laboring in vain because your rock of salvation is still intact. God, that is your defense, the Lord, is still functioning. And when you move further to the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 21 and 22, Isaiah 6 verse 21, thy people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. So you can see that God is not leaving you alone. He sent His Son into the world to impact into us. He imparted unto the world. So those that runneth unto it, remember the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And they that runneth unto it were saved, delivered. As you have moved unto it, the Lord is saved. The people that we be with, the people that we surround you, your company, your friends said, they shall all be righteous. They shall all be righteous. And the Lord is saying to somebody today that that land will be inherited forever. It's your inheritance because it's part of what the Lord has planted for His children. So it will not be taken from you. Your land can be anything. Those things that you have been struggling with, you are receiving them today. You have been struggling for, you receive them on platter of gold today in Jesus' mighty name. I don't know, maybe you have been looking down upon yourself. Hear what verse 22 says, 60:22 says, A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. So you don't need to worry yourself, how will I get this thing done? How will this thing be done? The Lord is saying that in his own time, but it's so convenient. At his own time, God has never been late. The Lord said he will hasten it. He will make you, that little you, becomes great nation. One of you will be a thousand. You are blessed, lifted, and connected today. Rest in the word of the Lord. Enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Be confident in him. You are not alone. Therewith, let me stop here today. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say, enjoy the pleasant surprises of God. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.